Yeah.
I think those were all the questions where you wanted to run
Yeah,
through.
that's right.
So yeah, did you have any questions for us
I
at
do,
all?
I do, of course. Just maybe one or two from each of you, because you've been here for like almost 9 years. So, yeah. Yes. Okay. How would you compare the kind of culture here, from places you've previously worked at?
It's a very special culture, I think. Like it's sort of place where we've got so many industry experts and leaders, but and you know, in a lot of other places, like it can be a bit scary to sometimes like you know, get advice from them or talk to them, whereas like all the leaders here are just so yeah, willing to share their knowledge and to sort of help guide and mentor sort of more junior colleagues as well, which is lovely. And I think like in terms of just the people in general, like everyone's just friendly, welcoming, you know, people can jump into opportunities if you know, if you've got a good idea, like you can, there's no reason why you can't give it a go and try and sort of you know, implement something like at sort of a business level or a project level, like if you're willing to put the time in and sort of consult with people. So it's
That's
quite
cool.
nice. I've been in a couple of other places before and yeah, I think just here just feels a little bit more, it's just a safe space to really like sort of
I
jump
saw
in
someone
and
come in and just be
yeah.
like, "Good morning."
Yeah.
Pretty
Pretty
much. Yeah. No,
much.
it's good. It seems like a lovely place to work.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. Rafi, what's a recent project that you found exciting or challenging?
Oh yeah, good question. So one of the recent products we've actually kind of gone live with is solving document ingestion. So
Document
within
ingestion.
Punt,
Cool.
right?
Can you
Which
please explain, what is Punt? Is it like a
it's a so it's a I'll explain it in a way where somebody without an actuarial background would understand. So when you want to assess the risk of a building, right? There are a lot of things that you need to understand about it, right? You need to understand factors, when it was built, right? What the building material is, where it's located, right? And so, and not only that, you want to understand like, oh, am I insuring things around the building as well? So that if there was a fire and it spread, how much would that affect my bottom line, right? So all these different sort of moving parts, right? They need to be thought out and they need to be essentially quantified
Yeah,
because
that's hard.
ultimately it goes towards calculating a premium that you charge to the party that's being insured, right? So that whole art there, that's underwriting. And all of that
That's
historic
underwriting,
underwriting,
Punt.
yeah. So
Ah, okay.
historically it's been a very decentralized process.
Yeah.
You'd have one team that does the building sort of surveys and evaluation, you have another team that does the pricing and all that kind of stuff, right? But we've built a system which unifies everything, right? And
Cool.
that's really powerful because if somebody comes and says like, oh, I want to insure my building, how long will it take for you to generate a quote? You want to be as fast as possible, right? You want to be able to give them a price and the documentation and everything associated with that as quickly as possible so that they can, and you at the same time, you want to make sure that what you're giving them is quite reliable, right? And so that increases your business, that increases you know, your income and revenue and all that kind of stuff, right?
Of course.
So that's what Punt does. It centralizes that whole underwriting process. But obviously there are pain points with this. One of the inefficiencies is document entry. So reading in unstructured data and then pulling out information from those different file formats and all that kind of stuff. So what we've built using Gen AI, is the Gemini API, is this document ingestion solution, which you just pass in quote slips, claims history, all these different types of documents, and it just gives you what like the main sort of data points you need to feed into downstream processes, right? And so, that was challenging because obviously we had to kind of think about the variety of different files that we were getting. We'd have to understand the business rules that were being applied to these documents by a human being and sort of codify that. And we needed to, I guess, balance between what is practical with AI and versus over-promising and saying, like, this is magic, it'll do exactly what you want it to do, right? Yeah. So finding that fine balance was quite important. But yeah, this was challenging in the sense of, like, navigating that sort of ecosystem and also kind of communicating the results back to the client, because they're quite non-technical and a lot of this is kind of a black box for them, and being like, this is the kind of underlying behavior that's happening in the back end, and kind of building trust with them through that process.
Yeah, cool. So just PDF files output?
So the input is a PDF file, the output is like a JSON file, and then that's kind of mapped in our sort of back-end systems to the main sort of like inputs we're expecting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Do you use much LaTeX?
No. Didn't
you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big LaTeX fanatic. So every year, this is like a side thing. So every year on my birthday, I release a set of birthday problems. So this was last year's. You can just click through it now.
Yeah.
So it's just mathematical problems. That I collect over the year. And so so this one's the kernel trick.
Yeah.
You know the support vector machine? I learned it last year and I was enthralled by it.
Yeah. Wow, this is
So there's like prize money at the end. Usually my brother wins, so this year I've adjusted the rules. So you have to at least pass.
Yeah.
You have to at least pass. Because otherwise the monkey just, because nobody does it, right?
Yeah,
it's just
too
hard. But it's okay. Over the years, I've found more and more intelligent friends. And they robbed me of my money. So. But it's good. I was going to ask, what does progression look like for someone starting as an analyst?
Yeah. It all sort of depends on depends on really the role and what you really get involved in and everything. So we've got sort of some analysts who go down the actuarial pathway. So they might take their actuarial exams and sort of continue over with those over about 3-4 years, like sometimes, depending on when they've sort of started as well. You might sort of start off early in your career as an analyst of doing things like, you know, your data, like your data analysis, like updating models, like, you know, doing a lot of the data cleansing, things like that. And then you might progress to checking other people's work. And then from there, you might progress further to, making selections and things like that, or like providing advice or providing suggestions and stuff. So yeah, that's just a very, very, very basic way of explaining it. But It's a bit of a journey, and every year is always different. So you'll find you'll be on a project, and each year or each time you sort of work on it, your role will sort of progress and change.
Because I noticed here that it said we are looking for a curious and motivated. Are you just looking for one?
In terms of this particular role.
Yeah, I mean that's just the list.
I'm not too sure how many we're recruiting at the moment.
It's a very, very much a growing space. So
we are
sort of having it's really just sort of dependent on sort of who we see and we have multiple stellar candidates then.
Yeah, I'm sure you do,
But then if not, then we can sort of go back to the drawing board and go from there.
No, that's
so
that's okay.
Because
it's just about finding the right fit. You know, you
Absolutely.
Guys have a beautiful culture. And it seems like you're working on real problems, and you need the right people to help solve those problems.
Yeah, that's
right. Awesome.
Cool. How do we go for time?
Well,
ooh,
we're
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
Perfect.
Not bad. Not
okay.
Bad. It's good.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming in
and sharing
all of that as well.
I've been cooped up at home.
No,
unemployed. Just going slightly insane.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
It to the best of us, really.
Yeah, especially in this market. Very competitive.
I guess in terms of like our next steps, we are going through a few other interviews over the next week or so. So I should hopefully be able to get back to you by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Next